couple of years ago. We done it there. You know, Strike of the Head of the Serpent, we done it there. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, we went to Long Island, you and I. People came from Vegas. People came from Michigan. People came from Mississippi. People came from Arkansas. People came from Boston. People came from Connecticut. People came from Jersey. In all the areas, they came into this one place because they believed that the ministry of true deliverance, the children's bread, amen?
Yeah.
Not the cake that they're giving people out there. You know, now they're preaching cake. They're giving you cakes and making you spiritually anemic. You know what I mean? But the word of God, the real word, the bread of life, is setting people free.
Well, amen. And you know, John, it's come full circle because I remember many years ago when we first started Strike the Head, you're very well known in the Christian circuits, let's face it. I told someone recently, I said, man, John can pack the house now. You know, way back then in early 2011, you know, it was really the Love Express and all the advertising we did on the radio. But you have helped us tremendously, you know, build out here.
Well,
and I want to thank you for that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, thank you for having me. And I think the great thing about the Lord and what God is doing is, one of the things I have to share, and I have to just say this, I say this because I've seen this in Nicky Cruz ministry. And as a young Christian, as a young believer, I used to see that anointing that God gave Nicky Cruz to draw people into his meetings and events, conference, preaching, churches, or whatnot. And two things I asked the Lord as a young Christian, I don't even know what I was asking for, to be honest, Brother Richard. I didn't know what I was asking. I just saw something that really touched my heart by Nicky Cruz ministry, that people will come early because the place would get packed. And I said, Lord, if you ever put me somewhere to minister and say something on your behalf, bless me with that anointing. Bless me with that. Bless me with that same calling. Not that it's not a, you know, I want people to understand that, you know, you see something that you see something awesome that is moving the kingdom of God. You can desire that and ask God for it, because God said he's no respecter of person. He'll give it to you. It's not about an envy kind of thing. It's a, Lord, use me on that capacity kind of thing. And I saw that. And then I also saw the situation, Run, Baby, Run, one of the most classic, amazing books of our time. God did that too with my books. So far, I'm up to 3 books, and they've been such an anointing on these books. On my first, my testimony out of the Devil's Cauldron, the second book.
That's right. I remember that.
Warfare book on defense, which is Unmasking the Devil. And then my third book, which is called Armed and Dangerous. I checked Amazon today. And it's the number one bestseller on spiritual warfare, the book. And
yes.
The book, yeah. Is on the offense, how to keep the devil off balance. And that's what we need to have.
Right.
And I think that, you know, in your ministry, our ministry, when we come together, I think how, you know what's amazing about our ministry, brother, that you have such a heart to set people free. You have such a heart to really be on the front line with your ministry that, you know, it's amazing because it's we complement each other, you know?
And amen.
I think that is the way it should be.
Yeah, you know, John, it's one thing I've noticed about you over the years is you never, you got the same message. Now that you're more popular, you didn't pad it down. You know what I mean? I remember one night back in 2011, you preached in Manhattan when we had a Strike the Head meeting there in Manhattan, which, by the way, we're doing again very soon. Just want to get that out for you. People in Jersey are going to be able to come out. But I remember when John, we had a pretty big night. John, remember that one night? It was so many people were in there, John, that was sitting on the water cooler in the back. Remember that night? And John got up there and preached. And John got up there and preached. And it was such a powerful message. The people were just so in shock. I don't think they've ever heard anything like that. And their mouths were open. And right away, everybody went to the front to buy out of Devil's Cauldron. He sold out of the books that night. I remember that night. But I think Russ Dizdar was there that night, too. It was a pretty big night. But
big night. It was a very special night, you know. And I remember you inviting me, and we kind of, you know, we were starting to get to know each other, you know, the ministries and everything, and also, you know, friendship and also brothers in Christ. And I thank you for that night, for allowing me to come up and allow me to, you know, give me a platform to come on and share.
Oh, thank you.
So I never take those things for granted, you know. Amen.
Yeah.
So I'm honored to know that and giving me that opportunity to come on.
One thing about John nobody knows is I could leave the building and everybody leave, and John would stay there all night praying for people.
Well, that's what happened that night. Everybody left. They took the equipment.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
And it was about 1 in the morning, and I was still praying for people. There was a line. People didn't want to leave. I was praying for people. I think I didn't get home until about 2:30 in the morning
to
be up the next day, early, bright and early, to go to Times Square Church for ministry. Yeah. But you know what? That's what God would have done.
Yeah.
And that's what God wanted me to do, and I just wanted to be obedient. I always say, you know,
I always tell people, John will stay there all night. He'll keep going, you know. But quite interesting that me and you both had a strong upbringing under David Wilkerson. So we have that common bond. We always did, and
Amen.
Times Square Church was a big part of my Christian walk.
Times Square Church. It's a special place, and we miss Pastor Dave, and we thank God for his ministry. And I think today, I mean, we've been disciples under a strong word, a strong ministry. We've been blessed by that, and now it's time to give back, and now it's time to help brothers and sisters. You know,
amen.
I get these emails. I get good emails from brothers and sisters out there that are hurting, that are fragmented, that are dismantled, that are. Some are bedridden, some are going to some serious stuff. I mean, serious stuff. I mean, we're talking about demonic attack beyond. I really grasped me? What really motivates me more to help people and help brothers and sisters. I shouldn't say people, help brothers and sisters, even unbelievers. You know, I love unbelievers. You know, I want to help them. I want to point them to the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. But what really my heart is about, Richard, is my heart really is about. See, when I was in the witchcraft world, right, and and again, this is under the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been set free. I'm going to 18 years of my salvation. I thank God for every day. He decided to look my way, and he knew my address. Amen. So when I used to do witchcraft to people. I did the witchcraft to kill, steal, and destroy, but I didn't know the implication, or I didn't know the damage, or the real damage that I caused that person to the witchcraft I did to the people across the aisle, and now that I'm in Christ, and I see brothers and sisters that are being tormented so in such a graphic, dramatic way. I see what witchcraft can do. I see what black magic can do, or even white magic, or people opening doors by accident. You know, I see that, and I take it more personal because you see, I take it more personal as a minister, as an evangelist, as a reverend. I take it more personal because I've been on the other side,
yeah.
And I was the one that was inflicting the damage. And now that I'm here on this side, Jesus has so much mercy on me. That I'm able now to see what my brothers and sisters going, and as you saw, we were 2 weeks ago, I believe, and we went on Long Island, and you said you wanted to share some testimonies of what took place, so please share your heart on that, and so they can see what God did for wonderful people that came to this meeting, and Brother Rich and I we jumped in the ring like WWF, and we grabbed the devil by the throat, by the horn,
amen.
By his ankles. And we ain't let him go until he set the brothers and sisters free. Amen? So I know you wanted to share testimonies. I believe you have. So please do.
That's right. We had a great deal of testimonies. And, you know, that's very important in the deliverance ministry because, like John said earlier, there are a lot of ministries that have the tag deliverance ministry. And for some reason, they have no testimonies. So I got to wonder, you know, if there's really uprooting going on here in some of these situations. Now, when me and John have worked together for many years, we got a new team. We got Eric and a bunch of other people that have been working together. JW came down. And, you know, the bottom line is the testimony started rolling in right away. I'm talking addictions. A guy came off alcoholism. We got another testimony came in. About four testimonies. Four specific testimonies of folks that were on multiple medications. Now, this is the interesting one, that they left the medications. I'm talking Zoloft, One was some other type of psychotropic. I don't forgot the name of it. But here's the thing. That is a sure sign that that depression, that oppression is a demonic influence. So when John or I or one of the team pray for you and break these curses, a lot of these generational. And, you know, the way me and John flow together is he'd do a word of knowledge deliverance. We do kind of a more of a logos deliverance. We go down a section of transgressions of the bloodlines. Well, you mix these things two together and you start seeing all these testimonies come in. That's what keeps us going, because if we didn't have that, I would have to question what we're doing. And it's not just that. Healings came in. Many people healed. Many people legs healed, backs healed, all types of nerve problems, arthritis healed. So this is just the beginning. Okay? So this Saturday, the 14th, John's coming back, and it's going to be a Saturday, a little bit more of a leisure day. We're not going to be rushed at the train station picking people up. But you can shuttle in from Manhattan or from 42nd over there and 8th. If you want to come in on the Metro, just get on the LIRR and get off Huntington train station. We'll pick you up and bring you right to the center. It's real easy to get to, folks. John's going to be there. You get to meet John. He'll pray with you. And again, John's right on. These testimonies keep us going. I would send the testimony to John. And John's like, another one? Another one came in. So, and he feeds off this. This is what keeps him going. This is what keeps us going. When somebody is set free from these pills, okay? That's just a glorious thing. Because you know what? I was on certain pills like that back in 99. Okay? They had me on triplins and all types of stuff. I used to have chronic headaches. And they said, oh, give them triplins. Give them psychotropics. And it was whacking me out. I was in tunnels. I was foamed into tunnels. I would sit into chairs all miserated. Okay? So God set me free from that, and it was a bondage. That's a prison. If anything's a prison, that's a prison. So, yeah, go ahead, John. Sorry.
Yeah, no, my brother, no, that's, you know, I think that, you know, I've been blind twice, and God has set me free, and in 2002, I believe that was my last time. I was blind for 3.5 months, give or take, and God has set me free from that, and thank God when my eyesight came back, and
amen.
Just to say, you know, I know the situation of being in a place of torment. I know being in a place of torment. I know that a place of being that you feel that you can't somehow be free. You know, I mean, everything in the natural. You go to work. You got a family. You take care of this. You take care of that. You go to church. You end up going to church. You end up going to other things. But your spirit is not free. Your spirit is in a place of, a lockdown. And, you know, I think that, you know, I mean, Christ came to set the captives free. Jesus came.
Amen.
That we can have that life of abundance, you know? And I mean, abundance meaning it's not about material things. I mean, it's nice to have a nice car or house or either apartment or a pair of nice sneakers, whatever. I mean, it's all good, but that's not really what it's about. People confuse that, you know. There's people right now, brother Richard, that are multi-millionaires, right? There's people right now that are billionaires, and they're so depressed. They are so, I mean, they are so indebted in alcohol. They're so indebted on drugs just to hypnotize, to medicate their pain, and they can't be free. You see, and they can't even live a life of peace because that tormenting devil is on them 24/7. They will pay anything. They will give anything to be free. And I believe in my heart that God came to set the captives free. I mean, I was a person in 25 years of witchcraft, bondage. I mean, generational curses in my family. And then God is still working things out. And in a place of didn't even want to look at myself in the mirror sometime. I didn't know whether to laugh or cry at times. I would wake up, you know, empty, hollow, you know, thinking that my devil worshiped days were the best days of my years. No. Until Jesus showed up and he gave me an opportunity to set me free. So now I want to help and be a blessing to many other people. And I want to have an opportunity to set people free. I want to have an opportunity that people will know that there is a place in Jesus Christ that you can live that life, man. And I know that trouble's going to come, right? Things are going to happen in our lives. I mean, that's just, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. stuff like that is going to be, it's going to happen. But you know, I got peace. I got shalom. I'm nothing missing, nothing broken in my life. I'm able to get up. I'm able to do what God called me to do. I'm able to fulfill a purpose and a destiny. And in the end of the story, Jesus gets the glory. He gets the honor. That's why I said people come to these meetings. You know, I mean, we don't even charge an admission. We'll collect an offering just to help out, but we don't collect. We don't even charge an admission. We just come, you know, come, and then you give something from your heart in the offering. But you know what? The important thing is you come and get set free. Take that back to you. Take that blessing back to your family. And this coming Saturday, you know, it's going to be so unique because I want to do a powerful spiritual warfare teaching and open up a few questions, you know, so people Amen. Can, you know, because I get so many emails, people asking questions. So this is a chance to come into this meeting, ask your questions. You know, so I'll stay to the side after the meeting and talk to me, and I'll talk to you. And if you need extra prayer, we're going to pray for you. But you know what? I promise you one thing, though. You're going to come in one way, but you're going to leave another.
That's right.
Because Jesus Christ is Lord.
No doubt.
Meetings.
No
Amen?
Doubt. No doubt. No doubt. Because this Saturday, if you can get there, I'm telling you now, this is going to be a very personable prayer time. We're going to have more time to spend with you. I believe it. Because it's more of a cushion because the Friday night was... We're still doing Friday nights, don't get me wrong. And I'm sure John eventually would want to do Friday and Saturday for when he has more teaching. So we're going to be doing more teaching, more training, armed and dangerous training. So, but this Saturday is going to be more of a... listen, like we said, there's no fee to come. We'll pick you up at the train station. Okay, and this beverage is there, whatever you want. This is what this is all about. We just want to see people set free. That's why me and John have been working together all these years in Manhattan, doing the meetings in Manhattan. And he's been all over the world now. But I'm saying, originally, when we first had the thought to do this, that was what it was about. Getting the message out that deliverance is one of the key factors that's not being done in the church system anymore. And John will tell you that more than anybody. He's been all churches all over the world. John, what's your opinion on that? I mean, you saw how we, not to brag or anything, but, you know, our meetings, it's like a war zone, right? I mean,
it's a meeting that, you know, it's a place that you can come and you can experience the power of God. You can experience the anointing that you could experience the unction of the Holy Spirit upon this place. I mean, it's not about a ritual or John Ramirez. It's about that we understand the spiritual warfare. We understand the implications of what spiritual warfare and allowing the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, come Amen. Down in this place and set people free. And if
That's
you
right.
don't have that, if you don't know how to usher that into a meeting, if you don't know how to come in agreement with the Holy Spirit in a meeting to do that, ain't going to happen. You can talk all you want. You can dance all you want. You can sing all you want. But if you don't know how to bring the Holy Spirit with the fire of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says you've been baptized by water and fire.
That's
and you
right.
can bring the
Preach
fire. The devil understands that the fire of the Holy Spirit and no devil, no demon, no principality be able to stand in the presence of the fire of the Holy Spirit. You can, you know, we need to know how to usher that into your
Preach
meetings,
it.
Into
yeah.
your family, into
Amen.
Your loved ones. Because if you can't usher that anointing, that kind of anointing, forget this, you know, these things that people talk about or the
yeah.
kind of glory. They don't know what the kind of glory it is if they hit them in the face. I mean, these people, you know, I've been to meetings in Long Island. One time I went to a meeting in Long Island and the guy was playing, he was playing music. I thought he was playing La Bamba. And then he was up on stage and then he said, some lady fell on the floor and she was moving around like it looked like a top, you know, like you know the top you roll the string on.
Right,
she
right.
Oh, the Shekinah glory is on you. Ain't no on you. The devil's on you, and there ain't no Shekinah glory on you. Anybody's being spectated. That's not the Shekinah glory because even in the Old Testament, when Solomon built the temple and the glory of God fell,
Preach
everybody
it.
Fell out.
Yeah.
No one was able to say nothing. I mean, the presence
That's
of
right.
God. When the presence of God shows up in a place on that magnitude, there's you know there's no one there. No devil, no nothing be able to stand. We everyone is a witness to something powerful, and anybody take part of that powerful opportunity that God so graciously will give us. Amen.
Hallelujah. That was some preaching right there, let me tell you. But I'll tell you right now what you said earlier. You know, our meetings are, let me just put it to you this way. If you come to Strike the Headed Serpent with John Ramirez meeting, it's not going to be like a normal church service. I'm just going to be out with you. It's not going to be. because demons scream in terror. They don't want to leave. They put up a fuss, and when they're expelled, there's a little bit of an issue. And when they come out, people are happy because that's where the testimonies come in, because the demon's out. That's the whole thing. Get the demon out. And that's what's going on here with these meetings. Now, you know, not to come against, some worship service. Nothing wrong with worship services. I'm just simply stating that the meeting, when you come to these meetings that we're doing and we have done in the past, and John will tell you, we've done had some wild nights in Manhattan, and we're going back to Manhattan. There's no doubt about it. We're going back to the Marriott. And, you know, let's face it. I think it's fun. Isn't it fun, John? It's a fun time to me.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think it's an amazing time because, you know, I think it's an amazing time because we're able to experience and see the power of God. And I think that in today, you know, there's a lacking. There's a lacking to see the power of God. There's a lacking to see really these testimonies and the testimony. I could be a person and Richard, I talked to you about this and yeah. I learned this from Pastor David Wilkerson, you know, that, you know, if you're going to give God the glory, and there's a time and a place to put up a testimony on your website, you know, if it touches you or the Holy Spirit gives you that permission.
Yeah.
But there's so many testimonies that have come into this meeting, my meetings around the world, and around the state, and here 2 weeks in Long Island, when you and I had the opportunity to team up and have the opportunity to come together with your anointing God put in your life, your ministry, and same here, and people were set free. I can fill my website with testimonies, but it's, you know, to me that's not important because it's about God, it's about Jesus Christ setting people free. Because people, you know, I don't want people to see the man. I want people to see the man, Jesus Christ. You know, I want to be hit behind the cross at all times, and I want to bring glory to God. I want the people to understand that without Jesus Christ, we you can never be set free. And I can put testimonies after testimonies on my website of things that are legitimate opportunities and things that I've seen or people have bear witness to. Mm. Even coming home, the devil lied to me at times. He said, nothing happened. I'm on the plane. Sometimes I feel down, and the devil said, nothing happened. I get to my house 2 days later, a whole bunch of emails, people just saying, so grateful for the ministry, so grateful for it. They were set free after 20 years of this, 15 years of that, and only God can do that. And I want, you know, one thing about Pastor Dave, he taught me that. I've learned from Pastor Dave. I mean, Pastor Dave was the man that he went to different stadiums and different places to refresh and pastors his last I believe his last 9 years of his ministry before he went home with the Lord in the Shekinah glory. The real Shekinah glory used to fall in the stadiums, and 18,000 people will fall out. No one was able to preach. And then across the stadium, somewhere in some facilities across the stadium, there were janitors cleaning the building, and they fell out too. Not wow. even knowing what was going on in the stadium. Mm. And he had videos of that, and Pastor Carter actually made mentions of that. And Pastor Dave said, no, I don't need to put that. This is just between me and God. And that's how I feel. And I want believers to be set free. I want believers to have God's best in their life. And that's your heart too, my brother.
That's right. And I will tell you that I would like that to happen again, where we can move into a bigger stadium. Like, even I would love the Jacob Javits Center, you know, eventually. And I believe me and John, you know, and we'll be there soon. Amen. Because if this keeps going like it's going, you know, I don't see why that can't happen, where we're able to, you know, have 4,000, 5,000, 8,000. And I praise God for God bringing us together and over all these years. And, you know, John has got a tremendous gift to preach. If you ever seen John preach, he's got an anointing to preach. That's one thing he definitely has. He knows how to work the anointing and ministering to people to get the message through in a very, very unique way. So that's why it's important to get to a brick and mortar setup. You know, internet's fine. I've been doing internet for radio since it was invented. That's how long I've been around here with this. So, you know, nothing wrong with preaching doing online activities. And as you know, me and Shannon and John, we pray for people online, and it works great. Praise God. Sister Eileen, who's in there, she got delivered. We prayed for her from cigarettes. She got set free, delivered right from online. Nothing wrong with online, but the brick and mortar setup.
You know what's funny? Yeah. You know what's funny? I share something. Sometimes people, and I just want to, I didn't mean to cut you off. Sometimes people think, oh, people got delivered from smoking cigarettes, right? And they think that's just like, oh, that's nothing. That's just minor. No, that's not minor.
It's not minor.
Cigarettes cause cancer.
Yes.
Cigarettes cause cancer.
Right.
Lung disease. From a person that probably was smoking for many years, they wanted to quit. And all of a sudden, they walk into this meeting, and they're set free.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. How awesome is that? I mean, I never smoked a cigarette in my life. So every time I see someone smoking a cigarette, I call them cancer sticks. You know, that's what I call them. And here's this woman that probably struggled through her life and probably went back and forth like Patterson cycles. That's what the devil practiced. Patterson cycle, you know, quit sometime, and one season she quit. Now she's back, and she's back and forth and back and forth. And she don't want this thing to be in her lungs and her body anymore and polluting her body. And bam, walk into the meeting. No more cigarettes.
That's right.
Only God.
Praise God for that. Amen? I mean,
Amen.
And you know what, John? When I used to smoke, you know, back in the 90s, cigarettes were cheap. But now, I couldn't believe it. Like, you know, a lot of money to buy one pack. You know, I used to buy, save a lot of money, too.
No, it's like, if you save 3 years of cigarettes, you can probably have like a down payment for a house.
Yeah, Sister Eileen's in the chat. She's in chat. She says it was huge. You know, it's a huge thing for her. She was set free from the cigarettes. So and alcohol
again. Only God, only God can do these things. And my brother, it's been an amazing journey that God can use the foolish things of the world. I always say that the deliverance ministry is the foolish things of the world because people don't understand it and people think that was just only for the book of Acts.
Mm.
But God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And God is into setting people free every day. Every day, God is setting someone free around the world.
Yeah.
From addiction, from habits, from tormenting spirit, God is setting someone free around the world. And only God can do it.
Amen. It's interesting that you brought up the cigarettes because tobacco is also used in a lot of Santeria and hoodoo.
Yeah.
They use tobacco a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
kind of strange. They use cigars.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. cigars, smoke, I mean, liquor. I mean, demons entertain these things. This is what they do in the spiritual world. You know, I mean, in the spiritual world, you go to YouTube and you put the video on, you see the people blowing cigar smoke, you see the people blowing a rum, white rum out of their mouth. And I'm not going to get into the logistics of what that means because that's not going to edify anybody. And it's not going to bless God by me explaining the stupidity why they do these things. But, I did it for 25 years. So bottom line is it's about coming to this meeting. It's going to be on Saturday from 2
Amen.
To 6. And from 2 in the afternoon to 6 in the evening. I mean, imagine if you come down to Long Island and it's on my website. And I believe it's on Rich's website. He'll give out the information. Come to the meeting. Make the effort. If you feel in your heart, and this is a local meeting. I mean, that's how awesome. Because a lot of times when I go minister, either I'm on the other side of the world, like I'm going in October, I have to go down to the UK to minister. I'm going all the way end of this month. I'm all the way up in Canada, so up in Canada that I'm close to the North Pole. I'll be ministering there. I mean,
wow.
So you don't have to travel that far. Imagine I have to go to Toronto, Canada, sleep over. And then get up at 5 in the morning, be at the airport, to take a 6 o'clock morning, take a propeller plane, to get to that side is 3/4 up the North Pole. Amazing, wonderful group of people there.
My God. And you were just in McAllen, too. You were down at the border.
Yeah, I was in McAllen. I was in the valley in McAllen. It was a powerful two-day meeting in McAllen. People got set free. People got touched. Pastors came from all over. I mean, and they call it, where I was at, they call it the valley.
Yeah.
It's not a place that, you know, none of witches in that place. And the Lord took me there to do great things there for the people of McAllen. And what such an awesome, beautiful people in McAllen. You know, I had a wonderful time with amazing people, genuine people. And now I'm going up three quarters of the way of Canada up to the North Pole. And the Lord has given the opportunity for me to go back and minister to actually the place that I'm going. They're all Christians, Native American Indian. And up there in that place, close up there, the suicide rate is humongous. So
wow.
God has given me the opportunity to go up there and break the spirit of suicide upon the teenagers in that area. You know, and trusting God for that and believing that God's going to move in such a powerful way. And we're going to be, you know, we had this thing today to invite people out to Long Island, to let people know, come out to Long Island and be a part of something special, be a part of something that God is doing, be a part of something that God wants to set you free. You know, there's nothing like freedom. I mean, there's nothing, spiritual freedom is priceless. It's priceless. I remember, Brother Richard.
That's right.
I remember this. I share this with you. I remember that there was one time I was being so tormented by devils and demons when I quit the witchcraft, when God set me free out of the witchcraft. For 30 days, these devils and witches and these voodoo people did witchcraft on me from Haiti, from New York City, from Miami, from Cuba. I mean, these people, they released hell on me for 30 days. I would sleep during the day to stay up at night to fight these demons and these spirits that would come into my room. And I couldn't, I thought I was going to, my mind was going to snap. I thought I was going to be somewhere in Bellevue for the rest of my life.
Wow.
But after 30 days, the Lord put things in perspective. And no devils never came back to talk with me ever again. And just to experience that freedom, you know, that my room didn't have to get cold anymore. That some spirit that had to be choking me in my sleep. Oh, I couldn't scream out the name of Jesus because the words weren't coming out of my mouth. My blood will go cold. My body will go cold. My hands will stand up.
Right.
They will pull my legs. I have experienced that, you know. So I know what I know what is to be set free. So I'm not just talking in words. I'm talking from a place of experience. So that's why I thank God for your ministry. I thank God for Shannon Davis' ministry, Omega Man, your ministry, powerful ministry, that you are willing to put it on the line for people you don't even know.
Yeah.
Imagine that. It's okay to do it for a family member. But and yes, we do it for the body of Christ. But there's some people that even what they said, you know, it's amazing when Jesus said 10 people free, only one came back that was grateful. How many times you said people could swear?
That's right. Yeah.
You know,
I have a story about that. That's true. Yeah.
You know, not even a thank you note.
Me and Maria have a story of that. Yeah, that's very real. That does happen. But
That does happen. But it's okay. You know, God gets the glory anyway.
My God. You know, let me tell you something. If you want to experience the power of God, this is the Meeting Ramp Up Show. So this Saturday, if you can make it out on the Long Island Railroad or wherever you're coming from, get out to the 203 East Pulaski Road in Huntington Station, New York. If you can get to the Huntington train station from Jamaica Rail or Penn, whatever it might be, we'll pick you up right at the station and shuttle you in, like we shuttled in many people, and then we'll take you back to the station. This is going to be an afternoon meeting. It's going to be very relaxing in the aspect that we're not going to be rushing as much, because the night meetings, we do get people back to the train quick and get them back to Manhattan, because we don't get out of there to sometimes 12 at night. So this meeting, I believe, is going to be a little bit more time to focus, and John will have more time to focus. We had a pretty big crowd. We had 80 people the last meeting, which is a pretty big meeting for our first meeting, and that's going to grow from there. Amen? So, very important.
I believe that. I also, Brother Richard, before we leave tonight, I want to pray for John. I got a great friend. Right now he's going through some things and he's in the hospital and I want to pray for my friend John Alfredo before we hang up later on, or maybe for the last 5 minutes of this.
Yeah, let's pray for John while everybody in the chat room and on YouTube lift our hands for John in a minute. But definitely. On top of that, johnramirez.com is your website, right?
Yeah, johnramirez.org.
.org, I'm sorry.
The address is on the website. Yeah, it's all right. It's on the website. Please go to my website, johnramirez.org. Check out the address. You know, there's Richard's phone number there.
Right.
You can contact him, and he knows Long Island better than I do. He lived there for many years. So He'd be able to give you the information. Even when I put a line in with the GPS, I still get lost. I got to leave early and all that. And, you know, so I got to leave early. And but I want to, and I've been praying for a great turnout for people that really need a breakthrough, people that really need to get back on track, people that really need to find their place in Christ. And I pray for wonderful brothers and sisters to come out. It's not even about filling the place up, because that's not what we do. We want the right people to be there, and we want God to draw the people
right,
so they can be touched. I mean, listen, I'm not into numbers anymore. I've been in Curaçao, which is right next to I preached in Curaçao a couple of years ago, which is right next to Aruba. Mm. And I preached for 3 days. 8,000 people in 3 days showed up.
Wow.
So 8,000 people in 3 days showed up. So I'm not into the numbers. You know, I just want people, I want the Holy Spirit to draw the people, because he's the only one that can set them free. And then I am touched when people come from far, from near, and from the highways and byways, because I pray for that even before God gave me a mic. I pray that God would draw the people everywhere I go. And I saw that in Nicky Cruz ministry. Like I said, the anointing on his book, Run Baby Run, I pray for that too. Mm. And God has been good to me in the 3 books that I got. I'm writing a book next year. It's called Fear Not. It's going to be released next year. Got one. It's called Fear Not. It's going to be a powerful book. How to break the back of fear.
Amen.
For out of your life. Amen.
That's going to be a big one.
That's going to be exciting
yeah.
for me. It's going to be a big one. Yes, absolutely. A big book. An awesome book. Powerful book. And we're going to shame the devil with that book. Amen.
Amen. Listen, watching John over the years, John is a workhorse. He's got write books, preach, go all over the world. And he definitely has a lot of, you're like Trump in a way. You got a lot of energy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, well, Trump got me beat. You know, Trump is awesome.
A little bit.
Trump is my boy. Trump is my boy.
I know. I called John. I said, Trump's going to be on.
Y'all want to manifest?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all want to manifest because I voted for Trump. Y'all can manifest all y'all want. You know? I vote for Trump, and
yeah, me and John are pro Trump.
They don't like Trump, and then after then, if you don't like Trump, then you must have been down with Obama and Hillary. Obama's a Muslim, Hillary's the devil. So then you need to go back to the altar and repent and give your life back to the Lord, because you weren't saved. But anyway, I leave it there.
we're gonna get in trouble now.
I'm looking for a perfect man. Yeah, that's all right. Brother, I live in trouble. Yeah. I live in trouble. Every day, you know, fighting the enemy, fighting the backlash, the retaliation, I break every revenge spirit, every transfer spirit. I'm fighting that every day in my life, man. So I don't live in the mountaintop having a peppermint patty. I live in the valley.
Hey,
you know, doing what God called me to do.
Yeah, before, you know, I noticed you did, Denise did a prayer against backlash. That is so important. Man, we learned a lesson with that.
Yes.
My God. You should do a book on backlash.
Yeah. Denise should do a book on backlash, retaliation, breaking revenge spirits, all that.
My God.
That's something that, you know, many Christians don't know how to do. And I asked her, do you want to share your testimony, or you want, you know, share a 5-minute word? And I know God has called her for
absolutely
ministry, frontline ministry. But I, you know, sometimes, you know, it's hard to grab the mic when you're shy and stuff like that. But, you know, she's a very anointed woman. Denise and my friend Sylvia, she was there at the meeting, and she goes to Church of the Sound. They're going to do a conference together. Denise is going to be the speaker. Sylvia is going to be the speaker. And there's another, I think they're going to bring some other one. They're doing the first spiritual warfare, 2019 Women Spiritual Warfare Conference. Mm. They're going to put it together. I'm going to help them put it together. And it's going to be so anointing on the Long Island. The first woman only, the first night of spiritual warfare conference is coming to Long Island 2019. My friend Sylvia, they go to Church of the Sound. She's a minister there. She runs the intercessor ministry there and the deliverance ministry there. And her, Denise, and another young lady, they're going to team up and do a three night service for women's only spiritual warfare conference.
Man, that's going to be powerful. I'll help promote that one too.
Yup.
And
I'm here to promote that, man, because they were mighty women of God in the Bible. So we need to bring these other mighty women and
you better believe it, but Deborah,
to, you know, come up to the forefront and do what God called them to do. Amen.
So amen. I'm awesome with you.
And I believe God. Yeah. So let's pray for Brother John, my brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's lift up John. What's going on with John?
Well, John Alfredo is a friend of mine. He's Denise's brother.
His
mind is struggling back and forth. Yeah, John.
Okay.
Yes, John. His mind is struggling.
Oh God!
Right now he's in a hospital getting treatment and stuff like that. And I just wanted to lift him up, and believe God that God's going to set him free. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You want me to lead that?
Amen. So. Yeah, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, praise God. If anybody, if people that can agree with us, if you lift your hand in this prayer, we're going to lift up John. I know John. I prayed for him many years ago. And we're going to come against his foul forces, trying to hinder his mind, trying to hinder his life. We bind you, you foul devil, off John. We rebuke you. Right. We rebuke the power of all these medicines. Anything that is not of you, God, we rebuke it and negate it by the power of the fire of the Spirit of God. Be upon John's mind, O God. Be upon his body, his bloodstream, his heart, his lungs, kidneys, pancreas, his liver, over his pineal gland. We speak and proclaim the blood of Jesus to be bound over his pineal gland. We rebuke every foul devil trying to hinder John. We rebuke you, you foul force. The Lord rebuke you. And we pray, Father God, for sufficient legions of giant war angels, like Psalms 35, that you would send your angels to chase, persecute, and blow away every foul demon trying to hinder John right now. We speak the blood of Jesus over the room he's in. We speak the blood of Jesus around the doctors treating him. And we proclaim the blood of Jesus over the top of his head, to the sole of his feet, his spirit, his soul, his body, and his mind, his emotions. Let the blood of Jesus be on his subconscious, his unconscious, and conscious mind. We proclaim the blood of Jesus right now over him. And the fire of the Spirit of God, let the fire of the Spirit of the Lord be upon John. Let the fire of the deliverance fire, like we read about in Psalms 18, God, those hailstones, those coals of fire, rain down on every foul demon that's trying to hinder John. Let these stones of fire be poured out from your nostrils, God. Let lightnings go forth, like in Psalms 18. We read it. We believe it. We speak it right now. We speak the word. And deliverance fire over John right now in Jesus' name. We pray healing over his mind, healing over his body, healing over his pineal gland. Let all the serotonin levels function. Let all his body come back to proper order by the stripes of Christ, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, right now. We bind a strong man in John in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus Christ. Father, you're not bound by space and time. Holy Spirit, right now, go to the hospital
yes,
right
Lord.
Now with John. It's at. We bind every devil, every wicked, far wicked spirit, every spirit of medication,
yes,
every
Lord.
Spirit of pharmakia. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind every devil, every hell, every witch, every vex, every Buddha, every curse,
yes,
word,
Lord.
Every demonic word, every word that
or
has
word curses break.
John.
Yeah.
Right now, we bind it. Father, use any word rise against John, or you will condemn every tongue. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we break, separate, uproot right now to John's mind on his body in the name of Jesus Christ. Every far wicked spirit that has manifested, infiltrated his body,
hallelujah.
His mind, his
thank
spirit,
you, Lord.
His soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, devil, we put you on notice in the name of Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Lord.
We're attacking you from the third position, sitting with Jesus
hallelujah.
Christ in the highest
thank you,
of
Lord.
The highest of the heaven.
Have mercy, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, devil, that means that every witch, every vex, every voodoo,
hallelujah.
Every demonic force that is attacking John is under his feet in the name of Jesus Christ right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name of, we smite every devil with the blood
yes,
of Jesus
Lord.
Christ seven times over their head. In the name of Jesus Christ, set John free right now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Set him free.
Thank
get
you,
glory
Lord.
Out of this testimony, Lord. Get
yes,
glory
Lord. Hallelujah.
Out of this
thank
testimony
you, Lord.
In the matchable name of
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ, devil, we put you in
hallelujah.
Flight.
Thank
we
you, Lord.
Break up. We break up every pattern
amen.
Every cycle in John's life that had caused this situation to take place. Every demonic spiritual attack infiltrated John's life, known and unknown. We destroy it with the blood of Jesus
yes, Lord.
Christ, and we command it to loose him now. I pray right now
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Today is Monday. By Friday, John will be at the hospital
that's right.
in his house rejoicing because Jesus
that's
Christ
right.
will have the last laugh. Father, we declare right now from the top of John's head and his over his feet.
Yes,
we declare the blood of Jesus. Father God will cover him, cleanse him, and set him free by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Spread into the hospital. And not only John will be set free, but many will be sent home. Right now, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we arrest
Lord.
Every demonic spirit in the hospital in the name of Jesus Christ that's trying to rise against John and those that are there. Father, we are right now, in the name of Jesus, we're putting down, we ask God, we dip arrows in the blood of
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ and destroy every demonic work against John in the name of Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Lord.
We bring down cages from the heavens, Father God, and lock up every demonic
that's right.
demon
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ right now that's trying to torment and steal John's purpose
that's
and his
right.
destiny. We bind every devil.
Bind
every devil, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We pour the blood of Jesus in those cages. We pour the blood of Jesus
yes,
down their throat. Let them choke on it. Father,
that's
we
right.
use angel from Michael's quarter to go into war right now for John in the name of Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ. Father, we declare and decree. Father God, you said, whatever we bind on earth is
bound in heaven.
We bind every devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we lose favor. Lord, you said,
Hallelujah.
We
Thank
lose
you, Lord.
On earth. We lose, you lose in heaven.
That's
we
right.
We lose favor, healing, deliverance. Breakthrough, restoration, restitution upon John, his
yes,
mind,
Lord.
His spirit, and his soul.
Amen.
Shalom. Nothing missing,
Hallelujah.
Nothing broken.
You,
in the name of Jesus Christ, we
Jesus,
seal him in the
Jesus,
blood of Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
We break every backlashing spirit. We break every revenge spirit. We break every spirit of transfer. Every demonic retaliation, we break it against myself, against
yes.
everyone that's listening that came in agreement in this
yes,
prayer.
Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cleanse everyone with the blood of Jesus Christ. We put a hedge of protection upon us,
yes,
Zechariah
Lord.
Chapter 2:5, a wall of fire in the name of Jesus Christ. And no devil can do nothing about it. In your maximum
right.
name of Jesus Christ, we touch and agree with the
that's
Holy Lord. Spirit, and we say amen.
Amen. Amen. So be it. Thank you, Lord, for the good
amen,
report. Thank
brother.
You for the good report, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We celebrate, Father God, that victory right now. In Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Lord. Thank
and
you,
anyone,
Lord.
Anyone that's sound of our voice that's hearing this today, any person or days to come, in that prayer, we include you in that prayer too.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God,
amen,
for your
my
power
brother.
Prayer. Amen.
Amen.
John Ramirez.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, my brother. Love you. See you on Saturday in Jesus' name. We'll be in touch. Amen.
Love you too, sir. I'll see you later, John.
All right. God bless,
God bless you, sir.
All right.
That's John Ramirez. You heard him. That's the man. He's going to be here Saturday. Make it down. Do what you can. Like I said, if you're going to take the rail, I would recommend that if you can. And we'll pick you up. No big deal. Huntington Train Station. Now, nextcrusade.com. Take you to the Podomatic page. And you got strikethehead.com. Take you to the Facebook update page. And WatchmenRadio.net will go to the YouTube page, which some people are on there now. WatchmenRadio.net. Take it right to the YouTube channel page. So we'll be doing some more shows. We're going to be doing updates. Got some guests scheduled to come on and watch radio. Be back, ready and real. And some teachings, too. You know, and also we want to start streaming the Strike the Head of the Serpent meetings in Huntington live. Video streams, you know, that we have the Wi-Fi set over there now. So look for that on this channel that you can, you know, if you can't make it, you can at least tune in on the video feed and get some deliverance that way. Lift your hand and believe it, God can move right over, right from the meeting, right over to the internet. Amen. So God bless you and see you next time. Good night.